ओम शांति। इन द सीरीज ऑफ पावर ऑफ थॉट, दिस इज एपिसोड नंबर 49। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 2 फरवरी 1970। टू बी ओबीडियंट मीन्स टू फॉलो ऑर्डर्स। द मेन ऑर्डर इज टू कॉन्स्टेंटली स्टे इन रिमेम्बरेंस। इफ यू डू नॉट फॉलो दिस ऑर्डर, व्हाट वुड यू से? द मोर यू पुट दिस ऑर्डर इन टू प्रैक्टिकल फॉर्म, द मोर इंस्टेंट फ्रूट यू विल रिसीव। व्हाट ऑब्स्टेकल इज विजिबल व्हाइल्स यू मूव अलॉन्ग इन योर एफर्ट्स? One which causes an obstruction to your becoming perfect. The main obstacle is seen to be that of wasteful thoughts. So what should you especially do to save yourself from this? One is that you must not take any rest, internally or externally. If you do not take rest, nothing will be wasted. Secondly, you should always consider yourself to be guest. If you consider yourself to be guest and do not take rest, nothing will be wasted, whether it is thoughts or time. This is easy method. So Baba is telling that you have to become obedient, one. Second, if you want to become complete, if you want to become perfect, and if you want that no obstacle should come to you, your path should remain obstacle free, you have to do two things. First, not to take any rest internally and externally, and second, to consider yourself as a guest. So now the question is, what does he mean when he is saying that you should not take rest? Ashok bhai, what does it mean? Baba is saying don't take rest. Means what? Internally and externally. When he is telling rest, what does he mean? What is he hinting at? Yeah? Such is come is alert. He is free come, he is alert. A state of the mind. Baba is saying do not take any rest. Internally and externally. Constant remember, constant awareness, constant state of mindfulness. That is the state where you aren't taking any rest. It has nothing to do with physical rest. Baba is here talking about laziness. He is talking about carelessness. Do not take rest, internally rest and externally. Externally not to take any rest means to keep oneself busy. Not to take rest externally means not to indulge in wasteful actions, not to waste time, not to delay things, means to do things as early as possible. Yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba said, whatever you have to do, do it today. You never know your steamer may get drowned. You never know your aeroplane may crash. You cannot tell. So, this state of unrest, non-rest. Unrest is something else. Unrest is something disturbance, uneasiness. Here we can say non-rest. Do not take rest externally. One means to stay busy. To stay busy in GYDS, Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. Any one of these. That is to stay active. Externally. Second is even subtler than that. Not to take rest internally means not to become lazy in purusharth, not to become careless, negligent in our duties towards yajna. Internal duties, subtle duties of giving sakash to the world. The whole world is crying, the whole world is in shambles. A state of total moral degradation. It has fallen down. Abysmal depths. We are the ones who are image of upliftment, Uddhar Murth, image of support, Aadhar Murth, of this world. So that awareness that I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this. I cannot sleep. I should not sleep rather. It is not the time for sleeping. If I want to awaken others, I must stay in the state of awakened consciousness. Enlightenment. Yeah, unless and until we bring heaven unto this earth, we will not rest in peace. The similar, if you go in the life of Maharana Pratap, he lived in jungles. He lived on fruits. He used to sleep on those grass. And he said that unless and until I get back my kingdom, I will not enjoy any comforts. That was his determination, Maharana Pratap. Unless and until I get back my kingdom, I relinquish all the luxuries of life. I do not want. He lived a life of tapasya in that jungle. So that determination, stop not till the goal is achieved. Uttishta, jagrata, prapya, varan nibodhata. Do not stop. Do not stop. Do not stop. Go on, go on, go on. Don't stop. Incessant journey this is. So, internally, do not become lazy. Internally, do not become careless regarding Purusharth. This is the stage of non-rest. Baba said, don't take rest internally and externally. And when you do like this, don't even allow others to take rest then. They might get angry with you, but because if somebody is sleeping and you wake that person up, the first reaction is anger. Give up those subtle slavery of carelessness. Give up those subtle slavery of laziness. Laziness is a sort of prison. If you are lazy, you are encaged, ensnared in that prison, in that cage. You want to come out, but somehow you don't find a way out. So that's a cage, a laziness. You have to break free of this cage. In English, there is a very good saying. They say, trust in Allah, but tether the camels. Tether means to tie the camel. How this saying has come? There was once a Muslim Khalifa, and he had thousands and thousands of camels with him, and he had one servant. So while they were traveling, one day they stopped at one place, and he told his servant to tether the camel, because it is night, otherwise the camels would go anywhere in that desert. So that servant, what he did, he said, I trust in Allah, so I will tell Allah to take care of the camels. I need not to tie each one of them. Such a tedious job, who is going to do? So he told Allah, oh Allah, please take care of my camels, I leave it unto you. And he slept nicely. The next day morning, when that master woke up, he found all the camels have disappeared. So he called his servant, where are the camels? He said, camels, I don't know, because I had given all the responsibility to Allah, because you only taught us. Because he was a religious preacher, so he only taught, always trust in Allah. So that's what I did. I had a full trust in Allah, and that's why, not only that much, I told Allah to take care of all the camels. And not only once, I told him 3 times. And then I went off to sleep. I told Allah thrice to take care of the camels, and then to go. Then I went to sleep. But now, see, he has not taken care of. So the master was saying, oh, this is really, I only taught him. You should trust in Allah and leave everything unto him. Thy will shall be done. But he says one very beautiful thing. He says, I told you to trust in Allah. But do you know? Allah doesn't have his own hands. He wanted you to take care of the camels through your hands. So you should have done that job. You should have done that job. You cannot give such reasons. In the book, there is a good book, Autobiography of a Yogi by Swami Yogananda, Yogada Satsang Society Ranchi. In that book, Swami Yogananda has described one event when he was a child, young schoolboy, Mukunda, his name was. He got his guru, Yukteswar Giri, and he used to go to the guru, and there was exam in school. So he prayed to God, oh God, please help me pass the exam without studying. Because grace of God can do everything. But he failed. And there is one more event where he neglected his duty because he said, I want to do meditation. And he did not do. So he has written a beautiful statement in that autobiography. Spiritual contemplation should never be made an excuse for material negligence. You cannot say that I neglected my duty because Dadi's class was here. I neglected my duty because Baba had come in Shantivan. That's why I did not care about who is there. As per your duty, as per your seva, you should be little professional also. You cannot say that. Sometimes it happens in hospital. Suppose some dadi comes, okay? So everybody runs there. And other patients are standing at that counter. Because the counter people have gone there. And now they are waiting. This is a good thing, actually, dadi have come, so you have gone and all that. This is fine on one side. But what about your duty? Spiritual contemplation should not be made an excuse for material negligence. You should not neglect. You cannot become derelict. This dereliction of duty, negligence of duty, and giving spiritual reasons. I was doing yoga. I was attending class. Even if it is Baba is coming, still, when duty calls, that is supreme. Nothing is greater than duty. Because we have come here for that purpose. Duty is the topmost. And then, if Baba has come or Dadi has come, you adjust your duty and then go. But you cannot neglect it. And because of which somebody suffers. That should not be done. So, internal laziness. Just as that man said, I handed over to God. You hand over to God, but that doesn't mean that you will not. There was a devotee of Hanumanji, and he was going by his bullock cart, and a big boulder, a stone came on the way. So he just sat and started chanting, Hanuman Chalisa, Jai Hanuman, Gyan Gun Sagar. Please remove this stone. Will that Hanuman, his Hanuman come and remove that stone? No! You will have to do your internal purushartha. So you cannot attribute that I am surrendering unto God. So let him do everything. No, he doesn't have his own hands. Your hands are his hands. Your hands are his hands. There's a very beautiful thing. Once, during excavation, a statue of Jesus Christ was found. But it was found in a very dilapidated condition. Because many Muslim people had come and broken all the statues of that church long back. And later on, they found a statue of Jesus, but statue of Jesus did not have hands. These arms were not there, because they were broken. It was a statue made up of stone or what is that material? Plaster of Paris, something like that. So, there were no hands. So, they sat together, all the people who discovered that statue of Jesus Christ. What to do now? Should we construct new arms? What to do? Should we construct new, but that will look very superficial, artificial. That will not look good. That will not look natural. Because that statue is very old. And long back, might be some Muslim warriors had come and they destroyed that statue. And only this much is remaining. Only arms are not there. So one person said, no, nothing doing. That statue is still there, somewhere in Europe. I don't know the exact place. And what was done is, that statue is there, and below it is written, you are my arms. It's written, God says, you are my arms. God doesn't have arm of his. It is also written, I do not have my own arms, you are my arms. You are my hands. That statue is there. If you can search internet, you will find that statue. You are my arms. You are my hands. God doesn't have any hand of his own. So, Baba says, you are my right hand. You are my right arms. Thousand arm Brahma. You are those arms. So, we cannot say that, let him do that. We have to do. So, no internal rest, no external rest. No internal rest and no external rest. Both of the rest. This rest means laziness of the mind. Carelessness of the mind. This negligent attitude of the mind. Okay, so give up this. And one more point is there. Consider yourself as guest. Don't take rest and consider yourself as guest. Guest means what sort of attitude? Unattached. Unattached. Guest means they know that they have to go. Guest means they know that this is not mine. They know that I have to vacate it. They know that all the things which are here are not mine. Just as people come to Madhuban. Suppose they have taken a room in Sukh Shanti Bhavan. Sukhdham. Sorry. Sukhdham, and they are staying, and that person starts thinking, this is my room. And when my thing comes, I will not allow others to stay here then. So many things come. My means, no one should come inside. No one can stay here. Without my permission, all these things will come. Possessiveness will come. But when you know that I am here for 3 days, you are unattached. When you know that I am for 3 days, I will keep things nicely. I know that I am for 3 days because I know that somebody else is going to come after me. So at the time of going also, I should not keep the things spoiled. I will tidy up things, keep everything nicely. When I know that I am guest, then what else? What else? That is done. Then, when you are guest, what sort of feelings are there in guest? Okay. Yeah, they behave nicely because we know that we are not going to stay here for longer time. We are here with these people for a very short time. Why to pick up quarrel with somebody? They will speak sweetly because they know that only 3 days I am here. After that we have to go. So why to create any commotion here? We will adjust. Even if 10 people are there, we will adjust. Even if 10 people are there, we will adjust. Because we know that hardly we have to come here for just for sleep. We are not going to stay here for longer time. And these people otherwise where that other person will go. All those thoughts of magnanimity will come to us. Generosity, cooperation, love. All positive energy and positive vibrations we will radiate when we are a guest. Okay? So consider yourself as a guest in this world also. Like a good guest. This is a guest house, the whole world. Don't be a guest who goes and quarrels everywhere. The moment that guest comes, people say, oh, he has come back. They try to devise methods and means to run him, to just scot him away. Means like, they think how this person should not stay here. That principle of Atithi Devo Bhava goes away from the mind. Because that person is crossing all the Lakshman Rekhas. So, when you are a guest, know the codes and conducts of a guest. How a guest should behave. How do you keep your room? Even when you leave your room, okay, you are leaving the room in the morning and coming by evening, even that time you should keep everything nicely. It's not that when you take a room, just throw your this on one side, clothes and shoes and socks. If suppose in your absence some housekeeper comes and he sees the room, oh, what hell he has done with this room. People have the habit, the moment they get a room, they just start throwing things here and there. They will open their big luggage bag and they will scatter things here and there. Baba has taught codes of conduct for everything. Keep it as if not even not a single crease on your bed sheet. Keep it like that. Wrinkles and creases. Even while going for some time, suppose you are going for Murli also, that bed sheet should be so nice. Your shoes should be at proper place. Socks should be at proper place. Not that socks are hanging somewhere. The moment somebody enters, he has to just shut his nose. Keep things in proper place, in proper order. So, that is the guest. So, today's homeworks are two. First, homework. Plural is homework only, I think. Yeah. So, homework first is, how a guest should behave. Second, internal and external rest. What are the internal rest we should give up and what are the external rest that we should give up? Okay, Om Shanti.